This is All Things Considered. I'm Julianne Welby. All month, WNYC has been asking you to track your sleep with us. And after just 4 weeks, on average, the Clock Your Sleep participants apparently are getting more sleep. John Keefe is senior editor of the Data News team, and he's joining me now. Hi there, John.
Hi.
So, John, I'm clocking my sleep along with everyone else and you, and I've been surprised that you can follow along the way and see if you're actually getting more sleep.
Yeah, you can. And it turns out 4,600 people have been doing this with us, which is pretty awesome. It's this community data project where we do exactly that. We ask folks to tell us how much they sleep each night by keeping a digital sleep journal. On average, it turns out that those people are getting more sleep each week. It's not a lot more sleep. Over the month, the average sleep time climbed by just about 5 minutes. But Dr. Shelby Harris, who's a specialist in behavioral sleep medicine and who's been advising us on this project, says it's pretty exciting to see even a little improvement after just a few weeks of tracking.
I'll take every extra minute I can get. But as far as you can tell, John, who is getting the most sleep?
Well, women increased their sleep more than men did as a whole over the course of the project so far. Men actually lost a few minutes in weeks 2 and 3 of tracking with us. There were also twice as many women as men participating in this project. Dr. Harris says that the mere act of tracking one's exercise or food can lead to changes in behavior, and that's pretty well known, and maybe that's what's happening with our project. It's hard to know for sure. The Sleep Project isn't scientific, and not everyone participated at the same time during the month, but it's pretty interesting findings anyway.
So one of the things I love about the Clock Your Sleep project is that it's not just about recording when I go to bed, when I wake up. You're also gathering data on whether I'm napping, exercising, consuming caffeine before bed.
One of the other things we found, though, which we're not quite sure what to do with, we asked participants to tell us whether they can remember their dreams. And we found that people who do remember their dreams or report remembering them also slept better than those who almost never remember their dreams. They slept, on average, almost a half hour more every night.
So dreaming is good, but I wonder if you only remember your dreams some of the time like I do. What's the deal?
Yeah, it's hard to know whether it's because dreaming is good or sleeping is good for dreams. But one of the things we did find is that people who don't remember their dreams actually improved better over the course of the project, which is kind of interesting. At least they're getting some benefit maybe out of the project.
So say I want to be getting more sleep, but so far I'm not. What can I do about it?
Right. So we decided we wanted to have another sort of motivational stretch here, and we're inviting you to join up with other WNYC hosts on sleep teams to try to get everyone to sleep more. And the teams are pretty fun. One is called Vice Squad, and it's hosted by On the Media's Brooke Gladstone and PJ Voigt. They're cutting out caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol in the hours before bed, as well as exercising more. So that's what they're going to try to do. New Tech City's Manoush Zamarodi is leading a team called Digital Detox. She's cutting out all the screens, TVs, computers, iPads, an hour before bed, and she's getting those devices out of the bedroom completely. And then Takeaway host John Hockenberry is leading a team called Rock Your Routine. He's trying to keep the exact same schedule, no matter what day of the week it is, weekend or weekday, in order not to be so tired on the weekdays and to be able to spend more quality time with his family.
Tell me how I would sign up.
So you just go to WNYC.org/sleep. You have until noon on Monday, May 12th, to join a team. The most improved team wins, just wins notoriety, and we're keeping track of it there. It's a 2-week challenge, again, starts Monday. Each team has a Facebook group where you can talk about your progress and get moral support. And we'll also have on-air discussions on The Brian Lehrer Show.
What if I'm not in the Clock Your Sleep project yet?
Yeah, you don't have to have been doing that to join the teams. You can start now. You can start anytime. You just have to sign up before noon on Monday.
That website again is WNYC.org/sleep. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
John Keefe is the senior editor of the Data News team. This is WNYC.